If, after issuing a title insurance policy, someone claims an interest in the purchaser's property, a title company will defend the title in court and pay for any actual loss under the following circumstances. A lien is filed against the title because a previous owner failed to pay. A mortgage or deed of trust. A judgment, tax, or special assessment. A charge by a property owners or condominium association. There is a lien on the property for labor and materials furnished by a contractor without the purchaser's consent. Generally, the policy protects the purchaser if they buy a house already built, but not if the purchaser owns the land and contracts with a builder to build a home. There are other liens or claims that aren't listed in the policy exceptions. There may be leases, contracts, or options that were not recorded in the public records and disclosed to the purchaser. The title policy failed to disclose legal restrictions on how the property can be used. There is an easement that isn't in public records and that the purchaser did not know about. The title policy assures the purchaser a legal right of access to the property. Someone did not properly sign a document in the chain of title, or a notary public made an error on the document, made an error in recording the document at the county clerk's office, or failed to deliver the deed according to statutory requirements. A deed or other document in the chain of title is invalid as a result of forgery, fraud against the rightful owner, a signature given under force, or a signature given by a person legally incompetent to sign or claiming to be someone else.